Okay, our friends. So today we have a very fun story for you. It is called The Little Gardener. It was written by Emily Hughes. And it is read today by Mommy and Philip and his class. Did you know that Philip is a school teacher?
Charles, Rocky, Tina, Victoria, Mixie,
Ingrid,
Jetta,
Chase,
Maui,
Sonic,
Carmelita, and Kachina.
Kachina. It's a very large group of students. All of those students are Philip's students, and he is Professor Pip, and I am his co-teacher.
More like Mr. Pip.
Mr. Pip?
I'm not a professor.
Not a professor? Okay. Mr. Pip. And me. Are you ready? Oh, phew. All right, guys. Here we go. This was the garden. And in the picture, we see it. It has all kinds of plants. I dare say some of them look like weeds. Wouldn't you agree?
Which ones?
Well, I think maybe like this kind of stuff here that's all kind of curly and looks like it's got little bits of pokey stuff sticking in it. Uh-huh. Or maybe this maybe looks like it could be a dandelion. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And these?
Yeah.
Ooh, definitely the black stuff.
Definitely the black stuff. There's lots of different colored looking plants here. But the book says, it didn't look like much, but it meant everything to its gardener. Oh, and now we can see, as we get a little bit closer, there is a gardener, but he's about the same size as the plants, right? He's very small. In fact, there's a worm that it looks like the gardener is nearly the same size as. It was his home. It was his supper. And it was his joy. I see. So we do, as we get closer, we can see that there is a little wooden, like a little thatched roof house, maybe made out of straw or bits of weed. And living inside it is the gardener. And he's even eating. Maybe some of these plants are edible. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's
probably eating the dandelion.
Yeah, maybe the dandelion. And he's even feeding his worm friend. Only he wasn't much good at gardening. It wasn't that he didn't work hard. He worked hard, very, very hard. But he was just too little. Yeah, and when we looked at the pictures here as we were going through them, it looks like he is working hard. He's hauling things, but there's trash in his garden, right? There's like a soda can, right? And some snails leaving slime trails. Quite a bit of stuff's going on. But there was one thing that did blossom in his garden. It was a flower. It was alive and wonderful and gave the gardener hope and made him work even harder. Do you know if you have hope, you work hard?
Mm-hmm.
It's true. He worked all morning. He worked all afternoon. He worked all night. Now think about that. If you were working all night, wouldn't you be tired come the morning? And he is working in the morning. And then he's doing some pretty heavy, hard work too. He's planting seeds and then he's chopping down the things that look like weeds, right? The pokey things with a saw because they're nearly bigger than he is. He's a very small gardener. Still, the garden was dying. He would have no home. He would have no supper. It is really, really hard to take care of a garden if it's bigger than you are. You have to do an awful lot of watering, and you have to do a lot of keeping the bugs out of your plants. And I can see here there's some aphids eating his plants. They're eating away, and some grasshoppers eating away at his house. He would have no joy. And there he's... His giant flower, I don't know, but we can see he's holding the worm, and they're sad. They both look very miserable. One night, feeling tired and sad, he made a wish. And we can see him looking out at the star in his tiny little house. No one heard his little voice, but someone saw his flower. Oh, I see what's going on here. So in the picture, we can see him in his tiny little house and his tiny little voice. And he says, I wish I had a bit of help. But he may be small and tiny, but not everyone is. And we can see a much bigger house with a much bigger girl, right? And she sees the flower. And to her, the flower is much smaller than it is to him. Mm-hmm. And it was alive and wonderful, and it gave someone hope, and it made that someone want to work harder. And the next day, the gardener was weary and slept the whole day. He slept the whole week. He slept the whole month. And when he finally awoke, it had been just long enough for something to change. See, while he was sleeping and...
Where did the flower go? I can't even see it.
There are so many flowers now because that big person planted all kinds of beautiful flowers and also pulled out all those angry-looking weeds so that the flowers could grow. And it's a gorgeous garden now with all sorts of lovely colors. This is the garden now. And this is its gardener. And he's so small, but around him is surrounded with, he's just got beautiful flowers. Even his hut now has beautiful flowers in it. He doesn't look like much, but he means everything to his garden. And sometimes it takes a little bit of help from bigger people to get the job done, right?
It's his and her garden.
That's right. They worked on it together. And that's the great thing about this, is that if you ever feel like I'm too small to do something, but you want to do something to make the world a better place, to make the world more beautiful, why, all you have to do is find a big person who can help you with that.
That's our lesson for today.
Mm-hmm.
Class.
Mm-hmm.
Working in teamwork.
That's right. And it is also
the end.
The end.
Can anybody say that with us?
All right, everybody.
The end.
Oh.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.